Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Try it out. We'll just be the judge.
All for One, here on a smooth Thursday afternoon, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Ninja DeVoe. Thank you, my lovely one, for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, she's on two fantastic hit television shows, of course, Queen Sugar, that can be seen on the OWN Network, and also Luke Cage on Netflix. But as we transcend from from the actor and actress realm, let's move back over to the zone. Yes, Lord. Incredible vocalist, captivating looking lady. Yes, Lord. Super talented. New album, Daybreak, available free download as we speak. Actually, in November, just a little bit less than a week away. But the new single, the hit single from the new album, All Night. On the process of sounding too overjoyed, it is my pleasure to welcome to the zone the incredible Alexis Nicole, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am awesome. I am awesome. Still working, but, you know, it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm so excited that, you know, you all are having me here with you today.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all mine. You know what, I must say, I've had an opportunity to look at the video several occasions, and I must say, it's a combination of very erotic, but also a touch of being very seductive. And I wanted to ask you, who came up with the concept for All Night?
Actually, I did. It's crazy, okay. But Daybreak as a whole entire... The whole entire project, it's a complete visual album. So I wanted to make sure that I kicked it off with something that would kind of intrigue people to the point where they would be curious and be ready to see what was to follow. And just to let people know that everything that follows All Night is going to be equally as captivating. And I just think it's awesome that you enjoyed it so much. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, everyone wants to be a singer. But very few people want to take the art form very seriously. And the thing that I gather from you, that you take this very seriously. You take this art form, this craft, very seriously. I wanted to ask you, how have you seen your songwriting progress over the last couple of years as far as where you were 3 years ago and where you are now with the Daybreak album?
You know what? It's been an amazing journey. Just like you said, to watch and to witness my own growth. When I first started writing, I was borderline, you know, neo soulish, and I was very, you know, single in how my genres. You know, I wasn't multi-dimensional in my writing when I first began. I was, you know, strictly that R&B soul, and then over the years, you know, I've developed these. Pop aspect. I've developed your rock and roll. I've developed alternative, and to see all of the genres and all of the artists that I grew up listening to and all of the sounds that I soak in fuse, you know, into where I land for who Alexis Nicole is. I just think it's been an amazing process, and I continue to learn every day, and I continue to, you know, be excited about it just as you guys are. Sometimes I sit back and, you know, I'm amazed at the craft and at the art, and I'm overjoyed and so blessed to be able to do that. And I think it's awesome.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you said that, because I think a lot of times, a lot of times artists want to be put in a box. They want to be stereotyped as far as being able to do one particular thing as far as, I'm straight, you said neo-soul, I'm R&B. And I think I know. For longevity in this industry, you have to be able to be versatile as far as being able to incorporate different kinds of music. How do you look at yourself as an artist?
I completely agree with you. In order to stand the test of time, you know, you have to be able to touch the masses. And in the grand scheme of things, everybody in the world is different. Everybody hears things differently. People like different songs from different artists for different reasons or whatever. So you have to be able to touch that. So as an artist, you know, I try to keep all of that in mind. And I mean, not even to be that deep, you know, all creative people, we have a touch of insanity.
Absolutely.
So sometimes it's just, you know, you can just blame it on the ADD. Sometimes just to be so specific. But it comes out very well, and I'm grateful for that. But I just, you know, I just try to think of that. I try to understand that I myself, just being a consumer and a fan of a lot of different artists, I like different genres and I want to hear different stuff. And I think it's exciting to see when people are courageous enough to explore just how deep their gift goes, because art is an art form. You know, if you're an artist, whether you're a painter, whether you're, you know, a sculptor, whether you are a graffiti artist or a singer, dancer, songwriter, whatever, you know, there's no limit to what art is. So I think that you should always want to explore it and just kind of test your limits.
Absolutely. How much of your life, as far as your journey, have you incorporated in your music? Because I think a lot of us, all of us, it's just natural human nature. A lot of us have a sense of fear of showing that vulnerability that we all have, men or women. How much of your personal life have you been able to, I guess, somewhat get comfortable with and incorporate it in your music?
Ooh, okay. Truthfully speaking, a whole lot of it.
A whole lot of it.
Because music is my therapy, you know. I make music because I love it. And a lot of times, you know, there's records that, you know, I have in a vault that no one will ever hear, but I just made them to help me get over a situation or get, you know, past a particular obstacle or to get through the night, you know? So sometimes each record that comes out, essentially, it is a piece of me, and you have to be comfortable with being who you are before you can be comfortable with being vulnerable, because everybody's not going to like it, everybody's not going to accept it, everybody's not going to agree with it, but everybody is entitled to their opinion. But you have you have to be content with you first. But yeah, all of it. Sometimes it's not so literal. Sometimes, you know, the point of views are switched. Sometimes the scenario is fabricated, but the meeting was sparked by something that happened to me. So it's usually almost all of it, because I use my life and my experiences as motivation and as inspiration to create music. So you'll probably get all my business if you
there you go. Now, against my colleagues' better judgment, they said, Teddy Bear, you don't want to listen to the entire EP, too. I said, yeah, I want to listen, because I want to really get a true feel of who Miss Nicole really is. And one of the songs on there that really got to me, that I really listened to over and over again, was Temporary. Temporary. Very interesting. The lyrics, very interesting, very intriguing. And I said, when I get her on the show, I must ask her, what state of mind were you in when you were working on that particular song on the new album?
It's so funny that you said that. I'm actually, I shot part of the video for Temporary yesterday, and we're getting ready to wrap up the second part to that record today. So that's actually so ironic that you said that. But that record helped me get, you know, Temporary served as my self-realization. You know how sometimes people say that the first step to recovery is admittance? And that's what Temporary was for me. Because sometimes we as people, especially women, you know, we put ourselves in situations and we try to do things to fill a void instead of just trying to fix the void. You know, we just try to put stuff in it, and whatever we put in it, it never really works out. And you're like, why? Why is this not working out? Well, because you didn't actually fix the problem. You know, you just plugged the hole, you know. So Temporary was just that. It's the realization of, you know what, I admit it. Everything that I have been doing, it has been to try to accompany or overcompensate for something else. And now that I understand that, like, you know, hopefully I can change that. So, yeah.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because the vibe that I got from, I said, you know what, I said, it takes a really strong person to finally become comfortable with whom they are and accept that we all have our shortcomings. We all have the little voice in our head saying, you know what, this is not cool. We shouldn't do this. This person's not right for us. But we have a tendency not to listen to that voice, and we go right ahead and go for it, even if situations are not the most healthiest. For you as an artist, where do you see yourself? Because at the end of the day, this is a business and you are a brand. How far reaching do you want to see your brand expand? Do you want to expand as far as doing movies, possibly television, clothing line, makeup? I mean, because the whole world is at your feet.
Absolutely. You know what? I see my brand growing as big as God will allow it to be. I don't put any limits on what I'm capable of. I dream big, and when I accomplish things, I dream bigger. So, and that's one of the reasons why, even with this debut EP, I wanted to put it together. It's like a short film. It's bringing back the essence of creating an entire project and putting the work into effort into one collective thing and watching it grow. But with that being said, it will also open the doors with, you know, some other things. I already have some things in the works on the film and television side, and a bunch of other things. So the world is wide open for me, and I actually believe in business a little bit more than I believe in music, and that says a lot. So I'm excited to see what could happen. Yeah, I've got really, really big dreams, and I've been blessed enough to see quite a few of them already start to take off. So I'm just excited to reveal quite a few things to the world. 2017 is going to be amazing. That's what I'm going to say.
Absolutely. Now, being an artist and first and foremost, being a business person, can you express to the listeners out there and also a lot of up and coming artists that want to get involved in this business, how important is it to have a strong team that makes sure that all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed?
I would say that that's probably the most important thing. I would say that that's probably the most important thing, because what we need to understand is, no matter how talented, no matter how gifted, no matter how extraordinary each individual is, nobody got to where they are by themselves. You know, but you need a set of people around you that not only believe in you, that you can trust. You know, you need to make sure that everybody in your circle has the same vibe, same energy. And essentially, you all are working collectively towards the same goal. And when you have that, then that's when you see people go from artist to brand, and, you know, from household name, from indie to superstar, when they have the right amount of people and the right people in their circle that believe in them, because everybody is good at something and everybody has, you know, their strong, their strengths and their weaknesses. So if you put the right people in place, it will allow you to be both successful and creative at the same time, because this business is very, very taxing, you know, and it's not for the weak or faint at heart. So if you get too caught up in either side and you don't have a safety net, for lack of better words, you know, you could drown in either pool. So I would say that's the most important thing. You want to find a group of people that essentially, you know, you are leaving your destiny in their hands as much as you are in your own. So
absolutely.
You want to make sure you have the right people around you.
Absolutely. And you just said something that I think a lot of people really truly need to understand, as far as the business being very taxing. And just the few minutes that I've had an opportunity to converse with you, you're very intelligent, very driven. I know that you're very opinionated, especially when it comes to your music. How are you able to maintain a balance with your career and also your personal life?
You know what? That is a work in progress, okay? But I take my days. I take my time. I take everything one day at a time, you know? I don't try to put the cart before the horse. I don't try to do too much too soon, and I take every day a step at a time, because every day's not promised. So, yeah, I make plans for November and December, but essentially, what did I wake up to do today? As long as I can knock that out today, then I'll be fine. And then, you know, the balance in personal life just comes from priority. I love music to death, and I love, you know, I love what I do. I wouldn't trade it, but I would trade it for, you know, my family. I would trade it for my mother. I would trade it, you know, for moments with my grandmother. So in those moments, if I ever have to make that choice, and when I do have to make that choice, then I'll gladly always choose family, because music is intangible. It will never leave, but unfortunately people do. And I want to make sure that I never miss the moments that I get to spend with the people that I love. So that is kind of how I keep the balance, just remembering what's really important to me.
Do you remember any particular song or artist? I'm gonna stick to song. Was there any particular song that you heard just really inspired you to become an artist? I mean, really touched you from an emotional core because that artist was singing something that you actually experienced in your own personal life, in your own personal journey.
Yes and no. The yes comes from absolutely. I mean, I grew up listening to your Deborah Coxes, your Kelly Price, your Whitney Houston's, your Faith Evans. Like, that was my core, you know, growing up as a kid. So, absolutely, I've heard records. You think about Nobody's Supposed to Be Here from Deborah Cox. Like, even if at the age that I was when that record came out, I had no idea how that felt, but I felt like I did. When I heard the song, I was hurt. I might have been like 13. Like, oh my goodness, I am so heartbroken. Who is this lady? I want to do this. You know, listening to, like I said, artists like Faith Evans and Kelly Price and Whitney Houston. What attracted me to them every single time they opened their mouths is they were able to make you feel wherever they were when they recorded that record. And that is what I took from it. And so, you know, every time I create, every time I sit down to write a record, every time I sit down to record, I try to always embody that this song or whatever this is, this way of expression right now is all about the feeling. And if other people don't get it, then I failed. You know,
right.
I failed.
Absolutely.
So I need to create something that it resonates within people. And that's my goal every time I sit down to make a record.
Absolutely. You know, I might be wrong, won't be the first, and definitely will not be the last. But the vibe that I get from you, working on a new EP, Daybreak, it was very therapeutic for you. Would I be writing soon, that?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's very therapeutic. Creating is fun for me. So I am a kid in a candy store with a limited access right now. You know, it is 24 hours of smiles and fun and laughs and games and giggles, even though, you know, I'm working hard, very long hours. And to other people, they look at me and they don't understand how I'm still going. And like, when do you sleep? When do you stop? Why are you not tired? Because I'm having fun. This is exactly what I want to do with my life. So, yeah, making this record has been therapeutic. But every time I make music, it's therapy for me.
Every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with on my show, they always talk about the process and music being an essential part of who they are. It's the core that represents them, their yin to their yang, to their wasabi, to their sushi, so to speak. And I definitely get that vibe, that aura from you. Now, if you kind of step back just a little bit and you say, you know what? What is it about? If I'm going into a record store, which I know very, very few of those still exist, especially here in the States anymore. If I'm a consumer going into a record store and I see your EP, what could you possibly say that could convince me to spend my money to buy your EP, buy an album? What is it differently that you bring to the table that completely separates you from any artist out there right now?
I would say that, you know, I'm not really good with the sales pitch. I would just tell you that, you know, if you want to experience something and you want to listen to somebody that's true to her art, you know, like it, love it, or hate it, I think you should check it out. Because at the end of the day, you know, I pour my heart into it, and it's 100% me. It's authentic. And if you're willing to give something like that a try, then absolutely, pick it up. And you won't be disappointed. You know, there's something on there for everyone. So it's at least two records that you'll like, even if you don't like it.
The reason why I ask that is because I think it's always refreshing for an artist to be truthful, not only to themselves, but also to be truthful to the listeners. And I greatly appreciate your vulnerability and being truthful to to the art form that you bring to us. And so without further ado to all the Zone listeners and supporters, let's get into it. The new hit single from, of course, the debut EP, Daybreak, All Night, from the incredible Alexis Nicole, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
Appreciate you having me. It's been a pleasure. And likewise to you, this won't be our last time. I hope you have a blessed rest of the day and rest of the week.
Absolutely. Same to you, my queen, the incredible Alexis Nicole, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. Well, family, again, the new EP, debut EP from Alexis Nicole called Daybreak. It will be available, free download. Just stop by her official website. That's at www.thealexisnicole.com. Com. Yeah, let your fingers do the walking. Well, I got you here all safe and cuddly and sound for you. Yeah, open mind, strong body. Let's get lost and some more. Alexis Nicole from her debut EP, Daybreak with Temporary, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
You. myself again, sitting unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
Christmas is right around the corner. Man, Halloween, trick-or-treat, Thanksgiving, but man, Christmas is right around the corner. And as each year comes to an end and a new one begins, man, you think about all the lost people that you've, people that played an integral part in your life, in your family, friends, family, loved ones, you name it, man. And it's truly a blessing. You know, you sit up as you get older, you go through the little aches and pains. You say, hey, look, man, I remember my joints wouldn't bother me when I was 24, 32, Lord. And as you start to ascend up in age, you get a little aches and pain, but then you think about it. Isn't it a blessing to be able to get up that next morning to see a sunrise, to see a sunset, to take inventory how important the little things in life are? I know a lot of people around the holidays become very disenchanted because they're lonely, not with the people that they love. We've all been there, done that. But I got something for you. Got something for you. No, Christmas is a little bit over a month away, but this is a classic. Very few people have heard this song, but this is a classic from Prince, and it's called Another Lonely Christmas. To me, to all the zoners out there here on LOTO Radio, Lord have mercy.
guess that only applies to her. Baby, you promised me. Baby, you promised me you'd never leave. Then you died on the 25th day of December. Mother said it was stress, but the doctor said you were dead. Now I say it's senseless. Every Christmas night for 7 years now, I drink banana daiquiris till I'm blind. As long as I can hear you smiling, baby, you won't hear my tears. Did I ever let you slip away? Never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to ride no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by, and I
and blessings from it. In the wake of an eye, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why should one have to go on suffering when every day I breathe? Please come back to me. And if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, my darling, you still be mine. And you had enough love, oh, 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 the both of us. But I did you wrong. I admit I did. But now I'm the rest of my life
of LODO Radio. 4:01 p.m. Central Standard Time here in downtown Houston. I hope everyone is safe and sound. If you're on the road, man, be slow. There's nowhere to go but getting home safe and sound. That's imperative. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by the official website. That's at www.lotl.comfortzone.com. And while you're there, click on the link that says live, man. 24-hour nonstop live streaming music. Ask it and ye shall receive. If it feels good, we're going to make you feel good. From It's Dumb Boo to Paula Abdul. If it's chocolate, the teddy bear go bring it to you. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, is it okay if we be like Doctor Who right now? Hop in that teleporting time machine, go back in time, and get lost in the zone. Richard Dimplesville. It ain't one thing, it's another. Here on LODO Radio.
I'm making this song for all the people who at times in their lives feel bad. You know, when you feel like even your blues have blues.
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
my friends, I wonder if it's okay if I talk to you this evening. A long time ago, my old grandmother, bless her heart, used to sit me on her knee and pull out her good book. And she said, my son, my child, don't you ever get too grown, too famous, too rich, to forget the man upstairs. Chapter 24. And there the disciples were talking to the master, and they said, Lord, tell us what will be the sign of your coming and the end to all this confusion on earth. And the good Lord said, my children, watch out that nobody deceives you, for in the last days there'll be a lot of tribulation, wars and famines and earthquakes in different places on the earth. Be no understanding among people. He said, but as you see these things occurring, don't you become too discouraged. Just lift your heads up high, because your deliverance is getting near. And he spoke about the proclamation about a coming kingdom or government of God that would eventually take over this earth and rule over the whole earth. And I turned to Daniel chapter 2. There Daniel describes that this kingdom will not be an earthly kingdom, but it will be ruled by God. And open the book of Revelation, it talks about how there will be a Lamb who is Jesus, and a state for 144,000 who would bring all mankind back to perfection. Some of you out there know exactly what I'm talking about. And Isaiah a long time ago said, I see old people growing young again. I see lame people running and leaping just like a gazelle. And blind people will see again. And we won't have to worry about our children going outside to play at night. They'll be able to play with a snake and other animals. And there'll be brotherhood and peace and tranquility on the earth. It makes me feel good when I read over in Revelation that it says God would wipe out every tear from our eyes. Yeah, that's in Revelation chapter 21. Why don't you pick up the good book and read about it for yourself? And my friend, I don't know if I'll ever see you again. Life is certainly uncertain these days. I'm sure you'll agree to that. But keep dreaming a big dream. Get down on your knees and ask the big guy in the sky for his spirit to sustain you. And pray for me. I'll be praying for you. Good night.
Let it. This
excuse me, with a touch of seduction. That's a beautiful thing. And remember, to get all the latest updates, stop by the official website, our official website, at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio, Facebook, LOTL The Comfort Zone. And last but not least, on Instagram. Yes, you can. Yeah, access Instagram. You know, by your phone. Everything is social media driven. But you know what? I'm like the teddy bear, and I'm like other people would say, I'm like GE. I love bringing good things to life. Lord have mercy. But in the meantime, until we meet again, and I make that transatlantic crossing from the Milky Way to bring you some your therapeutic music. In the meantime, Teddy Bear loves you a lot. I have a fantastic, or shall I say, a Teddy Bear-rific weekend. Stay strong. Remain strong. Love one another. Never take anything for granted. Not a good thing at all. Not a good thing at all. Appreciate what you have, because the next day is not promised to any of us. In the meantime, and as in always, keep it soulful in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord help me.
Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy.